Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
So Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings is here, and we usually bring you a cocktail at this time, but you've been talking about different spirits in Michigan, lots of distilleries these days.
Right, and we've used rum and gin and whiskey that's been made right here in Michigan, but there are some spirits that are tied to a particular region of the world and that we can't make here in Michigan.
Right, you think wines like Bordeaux or Champagne, but there are spirits too.
Right, so tequila has to be made in Mexico. So there aren't any Michigan tequilas, but today I'm going to take you to Lopez Tire Repair in Detroit for tequila with a Michigan connection.
Let's go.
So we're here at a tire shop in Detroit. How do you get from there to tequila?
Well, my father was raised around the agave fields back in his hometown in Arandas, in the ranch called Las Cruces.
We should mention here we're talking with Antonio Lopez, who's talking about his father, Silverio. The family is making and bringing in Cabresto tequila.
He originally thought of calling it Tequila Silvestre or Silverio, like his name, but it was already taken. So he came up with Cabresto. Cabresto means a horse's bridle.
So tell us about how this tequila is made.
Our tequila is made with our blood, sweat, and tears. My dad goes down to Mexico every 2 or 3 months, goes tends to his babies, his agave plants. He gets down and dirty with the actual humidors. All that loving he puts into it comes out to these great piñas. And once he harvests it, he takes it to the distillery where they go through the laborious process of fermenting it, cooking it, and ultimately distilling it and aging it.
Where can people get this?
Like I tell everybody, we're not in a whole lot of shelves, but if anybody wants to try it out, ask for it at your local liquor store. That would actually help us put it on the shelf.
So we've got a Detroit family who owns land in Mexico, growing the agave, and they're distilling it and bringing it to Michigan and trying to make a go of it here. So we always make a cocktail. Can you make a tequila cocktail for us?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that I really liked about the Extra Añejo tequila that we tried is that even though it's been aged for 7 years, it still has a lot of great tequila flavor. Sometimes when you get those older tequilas that have been aged like a whiskey, they kind of just taste like a whiskey. It's all wood. This still has a lot of that agave flavor. So I wanted to use it in a cocktail that would really show that off.
And what cocktail is that?
I'm using it in the old-fashioned cocktail.
So old-fashioned, that's usually a whiskey cocktail.
These days, yes. But while we call all sorts of different things cocktails today, historically, cocktail meant a very specific thing, and that was just a spirit with bitters and sugar. And so it could be any spirit at all. Whiskey's the most common these days, but it's a great way to show off an aged, older tequila.
What's in it? How do you make it?
Old-fashioned is one of the easiest drinks to make. Put the ice right in the glass that I'm going to drink it in, a rocks glass or an old-fashioned. Put a little bit of simple syrup. I used 1/2 ounce. You can adjust the sweetness to your tastes. A couple dashes of Angostura bitters, and then just a couple ounces of the tequila. Gave it a good stir, squeezed an orange twist on top to give some nice bright aroma when I sip it, and then you're done.
All right, well, let me give it a taste and see what we have here. Wow. Well, it tastes like an old-fashioned, but it's got that tequila right up front. You can really taste it.
That's right. It's a really good avenue for something that is really meant to be a sipping spirit on its own. So we didn't do a whole lot to it. We just kept it simple.
Well, that was a fun trip. I learned a lot. I hope we can do it again.
I hope so, too. Cheers.